Time now for our instant analysis of Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Toronto Raptors. I'm joined by Sam Amico from Fox Sports Ohio. And Sam, 115-84, the largest margin of victory for the Cavaliers in franchise history in a playoff game. And it really wasn't even that close, was it?
It could have been a lot worse with the way the Cavs were able to attack the rim, assault the basket, get whatever they wanted inside, shot 55% for the game, didn't even need their three-pointers tonight. So if they decided that they were going to take and make more three-pointers, yeah, it could have been worse.
The defense, I guess, looked at this from a Toronto standpoint and said, you know what, we're going to run them off the three-point line and let them go into the paint and we'll see how that works out. Well, it didn't work out real well, and the Cavaliers, to their credit, took what was given to them tonight on offense. Are you surprised that Toronto tried that approach in Game 1?
I'm not too surprised because the Cavs, you know, what they do, hit 77 three-pointers against the Hawks and were making about 18, 19 a game. And the Raptors thought, let's try to take them out of their game plan. Unfortunately for them, it meant a lot of LeBron James going to the basket one-on-one against Amari Carroll, which was never good. You know, what surprised me, Kenny, was that the Raptors did not move over to help LeBron, and that's because they're clearly aware that the Cavs are a drive and kick team, and that's how they get those three-pointers. So when LeBron drives, it collapses the defense, he kicks it out. They did not collapse on LeBron. They stayed one-on-one, and he started the game 9 of 9 shooting and 11 of 13 in three quarters of play. You're going to have to mix something up if you're the Raptors.
He finishes with 24 points. Kyrie Irving, once again, the leading scorer with 27 on 11 of 17 shooting. But how about his defense tonight on Kyle Lowry, held to just 8 points?
I thought Lowry, they did a very good job on Lowry overall. The speed of the game impacted him. It was obvious that hurt him. We heard Dwayne Casey after the game say they played a lot faster than our previous two opponents, the Pacers and the Heat. And he said the Cavs have a lot more foot speed than those two. And we saw that impacted Lowry when he was on offense. You know, they were double teaming him sometimes. And again, as you mentioned, Kenny, Kyrie Irving did a fantastic job on him. And I thought J.R. Smith did a good job on Lowry when he guarded him sometimes. Times and DeRozan as well later in the game.
Sam, the bench tonight, 39 points, 24 rebounds. LeBron said the game ball definitely goes to the bench. That second quarter, when they had LeBron out there with four bench guys, they were able to push the lead from 5 to 18. How big is that as this team moves forward through these playoffs to get bench play like that?
That's huge because you're looking toward the finals now at this point, okay? And in order to win a championship, you need championship level play from your bench. Richard Jefferson, 11 rebounds. Are you kidding me? That was quite a performance. And not only that, they created defensively, they created offense after, you know, a couple of turnovers there by the Raptors turned into easy Cavs baskets, and that blew the game wide open.
Cavaliers now 9-0 in the postseason. Game 2 will be Thursday night. What changes do you expect from the Toronto Raptors?
I suspect that they'll leave the three-point line open a little bit more because, frankly, Kenny, you cannot continue to play that way. You cannot let the Cavs go to the basket, assault the basket like they did, and score all those points in the paint. It's just you have to adjust, you know, and they're going to have to adjust to the Cavs' foot speed. And I suspect that they'll try again to get a little more physical because that's really the only hope that they have is to take the Cavs out of their game by maybe getting into their heads a little bit.
All right, Sam, 115-84, the final in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Cavaliers a winner. Game 2, as I said, Thursday night. We'll break it down after that one. Always a pleasure. Thanks for the instant analysis.
All right, Kenny, we'll talk to you then.